where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Starting today, Blue Water Health will start notifying about 82,000 patients whose personal information was compromised in an October ransomware attack. President and CEO Paula Rayum-Zimmer says patient and employee information was stolen by cybercriminals.
Starting today, individuals whose information impacted will be notified by mail. Each hospital will notify their own patients. If a patient's social insurance number was affected, we will provide credit monitoring. Some individuals may be receiving multiple letters. This is not a mistake. This is normal, given some patients may have visited more than one of our affected hospitals.
Rayum-Zimmer reported that all 9,000 individual appointments backlogged in diagnostic imaging have been rebooked. When it comes to bringing clinical applications back online, she told Sarnia News Today that the process continues. A Sarnia murder trial involving two suspects is finally underway over 3 years after the death of a 62-year-old man. Joshua Tomlinson and Noah Brown are each charged with second-degree murder, robbery, and break and enter in the death of Alan Scherer in January 2021. Scherer was found dead inside his Divine Street home January 26th after officers were called to conduct a welfare check. The 5-week trial for Tomlinson and Brown was initially set to begin in May of last year, but was delayed until yesterday. They have both pleaded not guilty. Voters in Lambton Kent Middlesex head to the polls May 2nd. The province has dropped the writ for a by-election in the riding, which has been without an MPP since former Labour Minister Monty McNaughton stepped away from politics in September. Warwick Township Mayor Todd Case told County Council this morning it's been difficult without provincial representation for the past 6 months.
But at the same time, I do want to publicly thank Bob Bailey today, because without Mr. Bailey's effort in helping us out in Lambton Kent Middlesex, we really would have been in a very tough spot. And I know my other colleagues I've talked to have had the same situation with Mr. Bailey's help. So
Chatham-Kent councillor Steve Pissano is running for the Conservatives. Lucan Bidoff Mayor Kathy Burkhard-Jessen is running for the Liberals. Former Middlesex County Warden Catherine Shaler is representing the NDP. And Dr. Keith Benn represents the New Blue Party. Two people have been arrested in a shooting at Walpole Island. First Nation Police and the OPP were called about a person being shot at by two people on Dump Road just before 4 in the afternoon Monday. Officers arrived on scene to find firearm casings on the ground and confirmed nobody was hurt. Two suspects were located and arrested without incident. And 5 drivers are facing stunt driving charges after the OPP in Chatham-Kent stopped a handful of speeding vehicles on the 401 on the weekend. They include a 43-year-old from Sarnia caught going over 55 kilometers above the posted speed limit of 100. The OPP say the fastest vehicle was clocked at 175. Stunt driving comes with an immediate 30-day roadside license suspension. Cloudy skies today, chance of showers or drizzle, high 7. Partly cloudy tonight, chance of rain showers or flurries, temperature steady near 2.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.